Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Elder and Evangelist White. Please go with us to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we just come on to you today, Lord God, just telling you thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for giving us another opportunity, Lord God, to get it right with you. Thank you, God, for allowing us to live to see another day, for we know someone else did not. God, I thank you for keeping us through the night as you poured that beautiful rain, Lord God. And God, I just ask right now that you will touch each and every person that has tuned in or the people that will tune in, Father God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. God, you've given such an exceptional word on today for us, God. And I just ask, Lord God, that your word fall on good ground. I ask that you give myself and Elder White wisdom from on high. We give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Elder White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you this morning?
I am blessed and highly favored, sir. And how are you?
I'm doing pretty good,
Amen.
Now that I get to look at your face.
Oh, babe, it's so sweet.
It was such a crazy storm last night.
I was just about to say that, right?
Yeah.
And I usually get a little nervous when it rains, but these last couple of days, I might get a little closer to you, but I just stay up and be listening to God because, once again, it just kind of ties in with knowing your season. So the topic that God actually gave us on today is knowing your season. And before we go to the main meat of it, I want to go and read 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, 1 through 5. That's 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, 1 through 5. And the word of God reads, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at the appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctoring. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctoring, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. I just like that one part where it says, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Let me know, Elder, there's a season when they want to hear you and there's a season when they don't. But God still holds us accountable and says that we're supposed to preach his holy word. And I'm actually going to be coming out of Ecclesiastes 3 and 3, a time for everything. And I just wanted to, you know, what God was giving me was season biblically means things coming to a head. It means the right moment, the right time. We're not so much talking about season as far as nature, but season spiritually as well. Amen.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 3, and starting with verse 1, says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit is he that worketh and wherewith he laboreth? And then if we go down to 11, it says, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end.
Amen.
Elder, what do you think about that, knowing your season?
Well, I think it's powerful. And I think with us living in these last and evil days,
yes, sir,
it's very important for us to be able to do just what Jesus told us to do,
yes,
which is to be able to watch and pray.
Mm.
Because in the time that we think not,
yes,
you know, he is coming.
Yes.
And you said a few things there, and you know, and how I look at seasons and definition is opportunity. Seasons are,
yes,
opportunities, you know. They signify that which comes or arrives. And it's basically understanding that God is in control of all things.
Right.
But when I was listening to you, as you quoted certain scriptures, there was certain things that stuck out. Like in 2 Timothy 4:11,
yes,
when you said, "Charge thee therefore before God,
mm,
and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge,
that's
the
right,
quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom."
Yes.
And we also likewise have to be able to judge the different opportunities that God has said will come in the prescribed times in our lives.
Because, yes,
God is in control of everything.
Yes.
So when he's going to judge the quick and the dead, you're talking about those things that pertain to life,
yes,
and those things that pertain to death.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, in our lives, we have to be able to, as being ambassadors for God, are to be able to judge those opportunities that pertain to life and death, so that we could know that God's word is true. You said something else also that I liked, and you said that we're not talking about so much in the natural,
that's right,
seasons.
That's right.
But we're talking about that in the spiritual seasons, and I want to let you go ahead and keep on speaking, and I don't want to take all of it because this,
okay,
is real good.
Yes.
But if you go back to the beginning when God said, you know, in the beginning,
mm,
when before the earth, when the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God saw the darkness, but he said, "Let there be light."
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
He said, "Let there be light," and it was. And then God saw that the light was good,
mm,
and he divided.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's good.
He divided the light,
mm,
from the darkness.
Jesus. Mm.
So when we talk about seasons and we talk about lights, and then when you go further down, you know, he says that he has made two great lights.
Yes.
Right?
Mm.
Didn't he say in the beginning in creation that, and this is in Genesis, the first chapter.
Yes.
And on the fourth day, God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament,
mm,
of the heavens to divide the day,"
that's right,
"from the night."
Mm.
And, you know, so there's two sets of lights here that we're talking about.
Yes.
It's the light on the first day.
Yes.
Which is talking about us being able to be spiritually first.
Mm-mm-mm.
Huh? And when,
yes,
you're spiritually minded, that pertains to life.
Yes.
It pertains to being able to discern those things.
That's right.
Spiritually so.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then he goes into the more of the natural lights.
Yes, the heavenly bodies.
Uh-huh, which, mm, comes on the fourth,
yes,
day.
Mm-mm-mm.
And what did he say? And he said that those lights, let them be for signs,
mm-mm-mm,
and for seasons.
Jesus, that's good, Elder.
So it looks to me that the, mm-mm, Bible tells us that Jesus is the what? The light.
That's right.
Of the world.
That's right.
So, mm-hmm, so Jesus to us is that light, who is the Word.
Yes.
Because in the beginning God said, "Let there be," and it was.
That's right. Mm.
So we as Christians, we don't look at things naturally. So
that's good.
And there's more to that. There's more to that. You know, we don't look at things or judge things based upon natural things. We, mm, we judge things and discern things based on the Spirit of what, and that is what God has said in his word.
You know, that is really good that was a good breakdown. You see, to know the time for everything, you need to understand that every activity has a season. Seasons are actually God's clue to timing. God's timing in our life can be discerned, just as you were speaking about, by determining what season you are in. And when you find out the season you're in, you can act accordingly. The reason with a lot of folks is they don't know their season. They've not taken time to discern, as you were saying, in the spirit And so they don't know the season. So they don't know if they should be preparing, if they should be planting, if they should be, you know, they don't know their season. The four seasons of life are winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, each of these seasons demand a particular action on our part. Now, during the winter, you need to dream and plan. In the spring, you need to plant. For summer, you must water and cultivate. And during the fall, you finally reap and distribute. Right now, we are cultivating our spiritual life, ministry, relationships, career, education, money, health, all simultaneously. Each of these compartments may be in a different season. For example, your spiritual life may be in the fall season, while your health may be in the winter season. This means that you are experiencing spiritual refreshing while you're unhealthy in your body. What do you do then? Spiritually, you reap the wonderful spirit-filled life and share it with others, while physically, you must dream and plan about becoming healthy, making preparations. Okay, you know what? I need to start losing weight. I need to start changing my diet plan. You know, I got to start exercising, you know, different things such as that. One of the things that I want to make an emphasize on, Elder, is for people to not fear change. That's often the case when we are transitioning into new seasons, and it makes the move a more trying, confusing experience that needs to be. You know, initially I was thinking when different seasons arise or God has you go through or do different things or what have you, you would think that people are kicking against the grain. You would think that people are being stiff neck rebellion, but God let me know that it's not often that when people are transitioning. They're not necessarily, often it's just ignorance, it's immaturity, it's the fear of change. We as people, we like what we like, we want certain, and sometimes change and getting us out of our comfort zone, we do not like that. But what happens is, when you fail to move in God's timing, you can bring unwanted consequences, such as a strained relationship. You know, oftentimes you can have financial loss and stress, and we need to prophetically discern the times and seasons we're in and move with the Holy Spirit. But if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you won't be able to discern the season that God has you in the Spirit. And that's what I'm finding. A lot of Christians are bumping into each other because they don't know how to shift properly. And the reason being is because they have not activated the Holy Ghost within. So you're staying in a season, you're staying in a season where you should have already been reaping your harvest. You still planting and looking. You ain't moved to the season to water. You ain't moved to the season to cultivate. You just looking and your season of reaping has already came and passed, and now you're coming all the way back again. And you're not understanding why you're not receiving the very thing you want. But it's because you did not shift. But you got to have the Holy Ghost, and he's a gentleman. He's not going to force you or push you. It's something smooth. You know, he flows. But many of us don't have that, Elder White. And let me not say many. Let me say this. We claim to be Christians often. And we say that we believe in Jesus Christ, and we say we believe in the Holy Ghost. But what season have you really given to God to allow the Holy Ghost to be activated in your life, to be able to lead and direct and guide you in the season that you're in?
Amen. And very important and very key. But one thing we want to make sure that we make sure that everybody understands, that when you was giving your illustrations of the different seasons, that these are different things. When you was talking about the four seasons, you know what I'm saying? But you can be experiencing this that winter type of experience in the summer.
That's right.
You understand?
Yes.
You can be. We're talking spiritually now,
Jesus,
because the Bible declares in the book of Acts in the the first chapter, you know, in the seventh verse, when Jesus had commanded the disciples to go to Jerusalem, and he told them to wait on the promise.
Yes.
And the disciples, you know, wanted to know, you know, is it now time, you know, for thinking that the kingdom was going to be restored.
Yes.
And Jesus said, it is not for you to know the time or the seasons.
That's right.
Which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Jesus.
You see what I'm saying?
Good.
Kind of reiterating what you were saying.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Once you have the Holy Ghost, you can now do what Jesus said that you're supposed to do in the book of John.
Yes.
When he was trying to explain to his disciples.
Yes.
You know, after he finished dealing with the Samaritan woman, and they was amazed at why he was dealing and speaking to this woman. See, when you are a Christian and you are moved by the Holy Ghost, you don't do things or according to natural means. A lot of things that people do in the summertime, you might be doing that in the spring.
Come
or
on.
You might be doing that in the fall.
Yes.
And Jesus says, he says, look, he told his disciples in John 4, And around the 32nd verse, 33rd verse, he said, therefore said the disciples one to another, have any man brought him to eat? Because, you know, he was talking and telling them that the meat that, you know, that he's eating, they wasn't eating. See, they was eating the natural meat, and he was talking about the spiritual meat. And Jesus said, listen, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. See, that's our seasons.
Yes.
See, if we're eating the right meat, and see, you know, and this meat is available through all seasons,
yes.
You know, to do the will of my Father, which I have the power to do by the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and to finish the work. And then listen to what he said. Say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest.
Jesus.
You see what I'm saying? Behold, he said, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Jesus.
And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. See, we're talking about being connected in the spirit.
That's
and
right.
When you are dealing in the spirit,
yes.
Evangelist White, this, you're dealing with eternal life.
Yes.
It's not affected by time.
That's right.
It's eternal.
Mm, that's good.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
The spirit is never going to die.
Mm.
The spirit doesn't move according to the natural.
That's
we
right.
don't look at things from the natural. We
that's
look
right.
at things in the spirit,
mm.
being led by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And many times we miss opportunities from God
yes.
because we are not moving under the unction of the Holy Ghost.
And Elder, that is the thing, you know, whew, my Lord, I'm telling you, just these last couple of weeks has been so, you know, even looking at the weather sometimes, but just in my own spirit life, I said, man, God, it's so much change. You know, one thing, discerning times and seasons, it isn't always easy to transition from one season to another, even in the best of circumstances. You know, it's different things. Just like sometimes God may give you a season where you're living. Sometimes God may give you a season of a job, you know, a church, you know, a relationship. And the thing about it is oftentimes if you allow the spirit, he will speak and he will let you know, you know, you're going to have your rest or whatever, you know, in this season. But what happens is we want our seasons to be continuous sometimes. And so sometimes God is like, okay, your season is up. Like, I might want to promote you to a different position in your job. But you like, man, I done got comfortable in this. I don't want to, you know, and we miss out our blessings because we're sitting there not really moving with the Holy Ghost. We hinder it because not realizing that around the corner God has something greater. But we don't want to hold that great that we have, you know, right now, not realizing around the corner it's something even more. And every season in a transition, you know, you just got to think about that. Every season, even in the natural, it transitioned. You know, I love the fall. I love the different colors of the leaves and everything. But after they fall, they become bare, and then they transition into the winter, you know, and then after the winter, they start transitioning into the spring, you know, then you start seeing things, and then in the summer, it starts getting, everything is a transition, and it's so smooth the way God created things. That's how it's supposed to be in the spirit. Everything should be a smooth transition. There shouldn't be, you know, even the tree, even the trees know how to transition in their season and time. They know when to bear fruit. They know when to allow them, you know, and there's a season that has to be cultivated for those fruit to even be able to be bared. There's some watering that takes place. There's a planting that takes place.
Amen.
Then you got to prune and pluck and, you know, and so sometimes we don't go through the whole process of our seasons, so we don't always reap our harvest.
What I love about, you know, what you're saying, and you know, it's amazing, all these different things is now coming in my spirit. Jesus said, listen, I'm the vine.
Yes.
You are the branches.
That's right.
And he said that he that abideth in me, you know, shall bear much fruit.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Our job is to stay connected to the vine.
That's right.
You know, and if I stay connected to the vine,
yes,
you see what I'm saying? But I got to understand that while you're connected there, there's a lot of things that's going on around you that's trying to disconnect you from the vine. And if we can just stay and make that our major focus, if we can make that our major focus, everything else will come to pass, because if you're not really connected, you're going to be tested. Your connection is going to be tested.
Yes.
And try.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, listen, the wind bloweth where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof, but you know if not where it cometh or where it goeth.
Mm.
And then when I think about Ephesians, the second chapter there, when he talks about, and you who he quickened, who were dead in sin and trespasses, who walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air.
Jesus.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
The spirit that worketh in children of disobedience.
Jesus.
And so when you was talking about the wind, you got to understand that you got to be able to discern the spirit.
That's right.
Which is like a wind.
That's right.
That's blowing.
Yes.
And blowing in your season.
Jesus.
You see what I'm saying? And it's important that you be able to discern what's really going on, because the devil desires to sift us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? As wheat. He desires to come in and sow discord among the brethren. And a lot of times we miss out what is going on because we're not discerning the season according to the Spirit of God that is operating. You got to understand that the devil does not want us to progress.
No, he doesn't.
He wants us to get into this bickering. He wants us to wonder. He wants us to stay stuck and looking at things and wondering about things. And what happens is we wind up missing an opportunity.
My God.
Missing an opportunity, because that's what seasons are. They are opportunities that many times we miss.
Mm-mm.
Because we don't have a spirit of discernment.
You know, Elder, that is so good, because the key to transitioning well is to first discern the change in the season. And when I look at Ecclesiastes 3, you know, it gives you, you know, a cause and an effect for every single thing. But there's a season and a reason. So, you know, there is a time, you know, when we should speak, but there's also a time to keep silence.
Amen.
There's a time to move and there's a time to stand still. You know, and the thing a lot oftentimes is we don't take the time to really quiet our life. You know, just quiet things down a little bit. I'm learning, the older I get, the more I'm loving my solitude. I'm learning to be a little bit to myself. And it's not, it's more so just so I can hear clearly from God. Because if you are not careful, you will move your season. You will miss your season because you're caught up in your emotions.
Mm.
And I realize oftentimes, even with myself, you know, sometimes when God is trying to make something happen, or sometimes when you're trying to do something that you know God has told you to do, and it does not happen quite the way you want it to, there's a restraint that happens. And if you're not careful, you'll get in your own way, because you'll stay stuck in that season of trying to figure out how come this particular thing didn't work out when God has already shifted and moved to another season.
Sure.
So I have to have quietness in my life. And that's another reason, you know, everybody's listening, why evangelist doesn't do a lot of the phone. I got to be able to really hear God's voice and his direction. It is so important. important at this place in my life because it is a transition period. We're transitioning in a lot of things, Elder.
Amen.
A lot of things. A lot of things are transitioning, things that we cannot even share right now that we are transitioning in. And if we are not prepared, you know, that's what I love about the virtuous woman. You know, she made sure that she prepared for the winter. She was preparing herself in the summer. You know, there's a preparation that has to come so that when your season comes, you will be able effectively to move as you need to. But if you don't get into the Word of God, you know, one of the things that I wanted to say was once you discern that the Lord is ushering you into a new season, quickly get into agreement with the Bible. And I was just thinking about Amos 3:3, where, you know, how can we walk together? How can two walk unless they agree? You know, it's saying that as soon as you have discerned that that God is trying to usher you into a new season, quickly agree with him. You know, you have to surrender your will to the Lord's will and be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. When you do, you'll find peace and joy in the midst of the most difficult transitions. When we resist the will of the Lord, we find ourselves without the grace we need to rise to the occasion he is calling us to. He gives grace to the humble, and he gives us the grace to be humble. And see, you have to know the season that you're in. There was a season, Elder, when I did conferences every single year. There was a season, and then there's a season that God said right now, and, you know, people could not understand. I don't know if God will ever make a season again where it will be, but it was a season that it was consistent, and it was done yearly, and doing conferences and going and speaking at conferences, and it was something that was a season. But when God transitioned me and said, that season is no longer going to be, I want you to move this way, I had to move it. Even the talk show, you know, that started back in 2007, but there was a transition where God says, I want you off the radio.
Amen.
You know, you got to know your season. And oftentimes when God is transitioning us into a season, that's why I said if you're still and you're quiet, the season will explain for itself why God is even putting you in that particular season. I don't know about you, Elder. Whoo, my Lord. But over the years, I have, you know, planted some seeds. And I know God has allowed me to cultivate some things with his word.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for some harvest.
Amen.
So we got to know what season spiritually we are in to be spiritually filled to reap the harvest. Amen, Elder?
Amen. But, you know, whenever there's movement, you know, sometimes there's a lot of dust that picks up. And a lot of times we don't see very clearly the things that God is doing until the dust settles.
Yes.
And once the dust settles, you know, we can clearly see where God has moved. Because whenever you're moving and you're doing different things, you know, you kick up a lot of things. You know, you drop off a lot of things.
Yes.
Growing means, you know what I'm saying, that I'm coming out of things. A lot of things are falling off. A lot of old things,
yes,
you know, are transitioning and moving. Some things is dropping off and you're going to another level,
yes,
in God. And sometimes when you have been in a certain place for a certain period of time, you know, you get complacent in that. But
yes,
everything must grow. Relationships must grow.
That's
must go to another level. It can't stay the same.
It's either
going to get better or it's going to get worse.
That's right.
But when, you know, and that's why it's a time and a season and a purpose for everything under the sun.
Yes.
Because God is always doing something. And his word is the thing that is not going to return to him void.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to cut in the past. It's going to do just what he said that it's going to do. So it's important that we know the seasons according to what God is saying.
That's good, Elder. That is really good. Well, it is our time.
Already?
Yes.
Oh, my
sir.
God, there's so much here.
Right? So much good, right? Might be a part two. You never know. But it's so important, good people, that we take the time to discern and go before God and allow the Holy Ghost within to be activated, to discern the spirit, the season that you were in this point of your life. And many of us are probably frustrated and upset and kind of sometimes almost wanting to throw in the towel. And that is when I really encourage you to go before God to see what is he trying to show you in your season.
Amen.
We are your hosts, the White, Elder and Evangelist
Praise
White.
The Lord.
We pray that something was said, a scripture that was read, would be able to help you transition into the season that God has for you. We thank you for joining. If God says the same, we will be here again
Praise
next
Lord.
Week, same time. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we.
Praise
we
Lord.
Are your hosts for Food for Your Soul, and we are signing out.
God bless you. Don't die in your winter.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.